This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi later this month in Washington. That's according to the White House on Friday. The meeting, set for July 26, comes at a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq relationship and amid growing concerns about more frequent attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence since Biden took office in January, as well as 17 rocket attacks. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden also looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political, economic, and security issues to include joint efforts to ensure the enduring defeat of the Islamic State militant group. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a federal judge in the U.S. state of Texas has ruled in favor of states that sue to end the DACA program for young immigrants.
Texas and 8 other conservative majority states had sued to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that was enacted during the Obama administration to shield young migrants from deportation. The states say the program was unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen has said it's up to Congress to pass legislation if the U.S. wants to protect DACA recipients.
And federal health officials have ordered the exemption of unoccupied migrant children from a ban on migrants seeking asylum at the U.S. border. In an order issued Friday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed a temporary exception ordered in February from a total asylum ban issued in October. More at VOA.